Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have Julie Kutuzov, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Small Mid-Cap Core Strategy. Welcome back, Julie.
Hello, Ben. Happy to be here.
Julie, market returns were strong in the second quarter amidst more comfort around tariff policy and little signs so far of inflationary pressure. Momentum and low-quality stocks outperformed quality ones. Can you speak about how this strategy performed in the second quarter, both on an absolute and relative basis?
Sure. As you mentioned, markets ended the second quarter strongly, with losses in April marking the early days of tariff announcements, followed by a recovery in May and a surge to new highs at the end of June, driven by investor optimism that the Trump administration will take a milder-than-feared stance on trade. The Russell 2500 index, the strategy's benchmark, ended the quarter up nearly 9%. With investors embracing risk, benchmark names with lower earnings quality and high volatility led the way, an unfavorable environment for us. The strategy underperformed the benchmark during the quarter, primarily due to unfavorable stock selection in the industrials, healthcare, and consumer discretionary sectors.
Julie, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the second quarter?
Bentley Systems, ticker BSY, was our highest stock contributor for the quarter. Other top contributors were Interactive Brokers Group, ticker IBKR, LPL Financial Holdings, ticker LPLA, Universal Display Corporation, ticker OLED, and Thor Industries, ticker THO. Bentley developed software for the infrastructure markets. The company reported solid operating results, supported by strong infrastructure spending backdrop. Bentley's brand is synonymous with infrastructure, with the company holding a leading market position across its diverse product lineup. Bentley's key focus is to allow interdepartmental experts such as civil engineers, geotechnical experts, and city planners to collaborate. This ability for the simulations to talk to each other across project disciplines is very important and hard to replicate. Engineering software is highly specialized. Once engineers adopt the technology and integrate it into their workflows, they're reluctant to try something new, as reflected in Bentley's impressive customer retention rates. Charles River Laboratories, ticker CRL, was our weakest performer this quarter. Other detractors were Saia, ticker SAIA, Chemet Corporation, ticker CHE, Cooper Companies, ticker COO, and Watsco, ticker WSO. Charles River Laboratories is a contract research organization, or CRO, that provides clinical support to pharmaceutical and biotechnology companies, mostly in the early stage of the FDA approval process, in the form of discovery, labs, and research models such as rats, mice, and non-human primates. What has occurred over the past few years has put the CRO model to the test, as funding for smaller biotech companies has dried up due to high interest rates. In addition, the non-human primate market has been under pressure due to supply chain integrity issues in Asia. More importantly, the FDA recently announced that it was planning on phasing out the animal testing requirement for many drugs. While this process is likely to be gradual, we see the FDA ruling as having a profound impact on the CRO industry. With these considerations in mind, we exited our small position in the company during the second quarter.
Julie, are you seeing any impact of tariff policies, and do you have any concern that this will have a meaningful impact on any holdings in the strategy?
So far, the impact has been limited, but the situation is highly dynamic with a number of new tariff announcements recently. We also know that some companies front-loaded orders to take delivery of goods before tariffs went into effect, while others postponed deliveries, expecting lower tariffs ahead. It may simply be too early to tell. Our main concern remains the inflationary nature of tariffs and a potential impact on consumer spending, the key driver of the U.S. economy. Thus far, inflation in the U.S. has been trending close to the Fed's stated goal of 2%. But June CPI data released in mid-July does suggest stronger evidence of tariff pass-through in several core goods categories, such as household appliances and home furnishings. Even before tariffs were announced, inflation remained elevated, with prices of everything from groceries and restaurant meals to housing and insurance much higher than they were 4 years ago. U.S. consumers have generally proven resilient, but certain segments, such as lower-income consumers, have been struggling. This means that even companies with strong pricing power are likely to find it more difficult passing through price increases, potentially leading to reduced profitability. While no segment is going to be fully immune, businesses reliant on sourcing inputs from abroad are going to be most affected. One of our holdings is a leading manufacturer of automatic identification and data capture products such as mobile computers, barcode scanners, and specialty printers. The company sources a meaningful percentage of products from China, with management planning a number of pricing and cost containment measures to mitigate the exposure. We believe that, similar to the recent period of post-pandemic supply chain disruptions, solid balance sheets and pricing power will be key, and we expect our company's strength to shine through once again. We run a high-conviction portfolio of proprietary businesses with under-leveraged balance sheets, which are the result of this company's durable self-funding ability. While not immune to an economic slowdown or inflationary pressures, we believe the companies in our portfolios should perform better than their less differentiated, highly indebted peers.
Julie, has earnings growth so far this year been meeting expectations? And can you discuss areas of strength and weakness within the portfolio?
Earnings expectations are closely tied to the economic outlook. Small and medium-sized companies tend to be more economically sensitive, and as history suggests, despite greater domestic focus, most affected during periods of trade-related volatility and general macroeconomic uncertainty. As such, we came into the quarter with the expectations of weaker earnings growth driven by tariff-induced inflation and interest rates staying higher for longer as a result. With the impact from tariffs relatively muted so far, earnings growth has generally met expectations. With the macroeconomic uncertainty likely to persist, at least in the near to medium term, however, we remain cautious and expect to get better visibility over the next several months. As for areas of strength and weakness, companies like Bentley Systems continue to benefit from robust infrastructure spending. At the same time, with tariff uncertainty hampering shipping volumes, transportation companies like Saia remained under pressure.
Julie, are there any companies within the portfolio that you feel the market is currently overlooking for their long-term potential?
One such area of weakness currently is housing, with high mortgage rates overshadowing the long-term opportunity associated with a significant shortage of residential housing in the U.S. It is actually in this type of a dynamic, uncertain environment that I feel particularly optimistic about the differentiation opportunity for long-term investors like Kayne Anderson Rudnick. I believe that our high-quality investment philosophy, in-depth fundamental research process, and active portfolio management are particularly relevant today.
Julie, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our KayneCast listeners.
Thanks, Ben.
You've just listened to KayneCast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.kayne.com. KayneCast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.